Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Nurse Angie Mitchell with the Knoxville Community School District as she discusses the immunization clinic coming up on July 20th.
Getting ready for the school year already. After what we've gone through over the past few months, Angie, I know a lot of times we've been talking about COVID-19. We're talking about, you know, getting vaccines for this. But this, we're talking about an immunization clinic coming up, a time where parents can kind of get those immunizations ready for when school begins. I guess, first off, take us through the clinic coming up on the 20th. What parents need to know when it comes to this clinic and what they need to know to get their kids' immunizations taken care of.
The immunization coming up will be offered Monday, July 20th. From 11 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon, and we're going to do that at Knoxville High School, just in the lobby there. There will be places for parents to park, and we'll kind of watch how the traffic flows that day for people coming into the building. We'll want to keep our social distance and highly encourage masks to come into the building. There will be free summer lunch going on at that same time, so don't get too confused when you pull up. That will be where we're having the immunization clinic. Marion County Public Health will be on hand to give immunizations for students who need to be updated. And we understand that with COVID going through and providers being shut down, that there is a real need for making sure that kids are up to date on their regular scheduled immunizations for school. Typically, those times will be for students who are starting preschool, students who are starting kindergarten. Those are usually big times for updates to immunizations. The next time would be seventh graders. There are requirements for additional Tdap and meningococcal vaccine for incoming seventh graders. And then again for seniors. Seniors have an update for another meningococcal vaccine or one dose after the age of 16. There are other immunizations that public health may recommend for individual students that are not necessarily required for school attendance. So my side, of course, is always looking for getting kids updated for school time, and public health is able to look at that bigger picture of what individual students might need or parents might want their child to have, some of those that are definitely recommended but not school specific.
Is there anything that parents need to bring with them and kids need to bring with them when this happens?
We would like the parents to contact me. Email would be the best because then I have a record of that. Email me at my school email and I'll give you that here. And we would like the sign up to kind of pre-register for those by Wednesday, July 15th. That way public health has time to make sure that they've got enough inventory for those that we know that are coming. Public health is able to provide free immunizations for students who meet one of the following categories. That would be those who are receiving Medicaid benefits, those who have no insurance, those that would be American Indian, and those whose insurance doesn't cover vaccines or immunizations fully. So it would be free for those populations, and emailing me is the best way. I'll put the students on a list and have some communication there, and then parents can just show up with their students that Monday, July 20th between 11 and 1. My email address is angie.mitchell@kcsd.k12.ia.us.
Now, going forward, if parents and kids are, for some reason, obviously we got, you know, summer and people are trying to get out of town during summer vacations, even with COVID-19 still going on. If people cannot make the July 20th clinic, what should they do?
This would be the time to right now call your provider, make an appointment to get in before school starts. These are all updates that really are required before school starts. So calling your provider, Knoxville Hospital and Clinic, Pella Regional Health Center, or Marion County Public Health to make appointments for your child to get in for immunizations. I also will mention that if a student requires an exemption, religious or medical, that parents can also contact me at that email address, and then we can have a conversation about how that will look.
Is there anything else you want the parents and students here in Knoxville to know about the immunization clinic coming up on July 20th?
No, I think just being aware that those are requirements for school, and we're really crossing our fingers that we'll all be back in person in the fall. And now is the time to get those appointments made. August fills up so incredibly fast, and I know providers trying to make up for all those times that they couldn't see students back in March and April and even into May, that things are really kind of booked. So now is the time to make those appointments, or come on out to the immunization clinic and sign up ahead of time.
Thanks to Nurse Angie Mitchell with the Knoxville Community School District for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.